And now it's time for my guides to the World Cup Nations. Serbia is one of those countries you've vaguely heard of, but certainly wouldn't be able to pick out on a map and don't really know anything about. But that's all about to change as I give you my World Cup guide to this beautiful and mysterious nation. Serbia used to be called Serbia and Montenegro until they fell out with a Montenegro bid just after the last World Cup and decided to try and go on their own for a while, a bit like Cheryl Cole's done. Before all that drama, they were actually part of Yugoslavia, although that went wrong as well, so it's probably best that they just do their own thing, I reckon. Serbia is world famous around the world for growing raspberries, which it exports to other countries. And the locals are big fans of soup and potatoes and stuff, which probably wouldn't suit me, as I prefer British food, like pizza and garlic bread. With 124 miles of coastline, Serbia is a good place for beach lovers and people like me who enjoy water sports. And if you like tennis, then Serbia is the place for you, as it produces more than 97% of all the professional tennis players in the world, who are all trained at a special tennis farm on the outskirts of Romania. Football-wise, I suspect they're not up to much, to be honest, although one of the defenders apparently plays for Manchester, and they've got a massive guy with a girl's name called Nikola Zizic, or something, who's just signed for Birmingham United. At 6'8", he's even bigger than Peter Crouch. Although I suspect the chances of him lifting the World Cup for Serbia this year are something of a tall order. But we wish them all the best. And let's just hope they stay friends with everyone and don't cause any barnies, as it's always nicer when everyone just gets on, isn't it? So that's Serbia dealt with. And I'll be back on Monday when I continue my guide to the World Cup Nations.